Less mess, less stress. The No Shame Guide to a Cleaner Home by Rachel Hoffman. Read by Emily Wu Zeller, with a foreword read by Patricia Rodriguez. This book was previously published as Unfuck Your Habitat, You're Better Than Your Mess, and makes reference to the Unfuck Your Habitat system throughout. Foreword. Having a messy home is often accompanied by a profound feeling of being alone. Looking at social media and lifestyle magazines can give the impression that you're the only one surrounded by an ever-growing layer of laundry on the floor, unpacked boxes from three moves ago, or closets or rooms with doors you don't dare open for fear of the mess on the other side. Every picture and video you see seems to suggest that those things simply don't exist anywhere but in your home. But I assure you, that's not the case. Whatever your particular mess consists of, you are far from the only one. That feeling of loneliness tends to creep in because we've been taught to feel shame and guilt if our homes are less than picture perfect. So we keep it to ourselves, ashamed of the state of our mess and feeling like it's not ever going to get any better. And because we aren't open about it, we fail to realize how many other people are in the exact same situation. It doesn't help that we're surrounded by messages letting us know we're being judged for our messes, either. Whether from advertising, social media, or even friends and family, there's no escaping that we've been conditioned to believe that if you have a mess, you should feel bad about it. But why? Messiness is not a moral failing. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. In fact, it's not a reflection of who you are at all. Keeping a tidy home is a set of skills that, for a variety of reasons, many people haven't acquired or mastered. Cleaning is no different from learning to cook, or play an instrument, or learning a new language. There is a baseline collection of skills and knowledge that you need to acquire before you can be good at it, but we rarely acknowledge that when it comes to housekeeping. It seems to be expected that everyone will enter adulthood fully prepared to manage a household, but that's so often not the case. There's a wide spectrum of reasons that someone might not be able to keep a clean home. Many people grew up in homes where they were never taught the skills they needed. Some were taught the skills, but in a way that made them dread or despise cleaning because it was associated with anger or punishment. And let's not forget that keeping a clean home in the traditional sense requires a fair amount of physical ability. So if someone is disabled, has a chronic illness, or has even temporary mobility issues, what others view as simple tasks can be quite impossible. Mental illness and neurodivergence are other common reasons that someone may find cleaning difficult. For example, depression can severely limit energy levels and motivation, making it hard to even get started. Anxiety can lead to stress cleaning, hyperfixation, or perfectionism, which can bring negative associations with cleaning as well as lead to difficulty keeping up with tasks regularly instead of just in times of high anxiety. ADHD and other disorders that affect executive function often prevent people from being able to perform the steps of a cleaning task from beginning to end, or to even be able to figure out what those steps are. Unfortunately, for too long, we've looked at all these factors that can make cleaning up difficult and still tried to impose the same standards, expectations, and methods that have failed to work in the past, rather than finding ways to work with or around the roadblocks in our way. And, to no one's surprise, trying to work within systems that were not designed to take the realities of our lives into account doesn't tend to lead to success. For some people, perhaps even some people in your own life, keeping a clean home is simple